Commentator Chris Baumann was a soldier in Somalia. He says it's funny what has stayed with him about that time.
I'd be hard-pressed to tell you exactly what I did in the war. 10 years gone, and it fades, man, it fades. But I can still tell you what I read there. My last week in Somalia was spent in a cramped second-floor room in the Army's Gizmayo headquarters building, awake all night, every night. There was a radio phone on the room's only table. It rang every few hours. My mission was to take a message. I read a small pile of books in that little room, but only one left an impression, Hemingway's posthumous Garden of Eden. It's a joke to say I read Hemingway on these nights in Africa, away at war. They should take away my writing license for saying such a thing. It's a joke. But not really. I didn't know it was a joke. Instead of college, I'd studied dishwashing, among other ineffective ways of attempting to support a young family, before finally giving up to join the army. I was 22 years old in Somalia, but still a year away from reading A Farewell to Arms and For Whom the Bell Tolls. I'd read Old Man at the Bridge and Soldier's Home in high school, but was 3 months shy of reading them again and understanding. So I read Hemingway at 2 a.m. in an African war zone, innocent and untainted as a reader should be. I was 22 and didn't know anything, about this novel and its place in the scheme of literature, or Hemingway himself, or who thought what about this or that. None of it colored me as I opened the cover and cracked the spine, nothing shading my view as I read the front leaf, then the back, then the copyright page, then the first sentence. The first sentence became the second, then the third, then it was just me and the story and none of that other stuff. They were on the Mediterranean coast, and the quiet, sad tale unfolded in colors of salt and white sky, with a mouthful of dark wine and sharp, strong, marinated olives. Hemingway's protagonist was remembering Kenya. Just months before, I'd been where he'd been briefly, and now his world was falling apart, and, oh, I'd been there too. An hour before sunrise, the sing-song of Somali chatter would float through the window. Men brought in from the city to sweep up around the pier. There'd been violence, mysterious and malicious pipe bombs and road ambushes, and within 2 weeks the Somali men wouldn't be allowed in port anymore. But I'd be gone by then, to Mogadishu, with what was left of my unit, and then home. For now, though, I was here, in my little night room, with a radio phone and a book. The Somali voices meant I had only an hour left on my shift, and I would mark my place and close the novel, lighting a cigarette and thinking about what I'd read. I can't always answer what I did in the war, because it's 10 years gone, and man, I'm starting to forget. But it's funny, I remember what I read there, and that reading The Garden of Eden gave a young soldier the confidence to write. I knew what I'd seen in Africa, what I wanted to say about it. I closed that novel and, fearless, reckless, naive, I opened a notebook and began scribbling my way towards saying it.
Christian Baumann is author of the novel The Ice Beneath You and the forthcoming Voodoo Lounge. He lives with his wife and daughters in Bucks County, Pennsylvania.